When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
You betcha. In the studio, Shia Lyons, here to talk about Garsnet
down on Main
the
Street.
Ink Candle Company. How are you, Shia? I'm well. You brought a candle, so let's do this.
Oh, yeah. The candles are all hand-poured. They are lovely. They smell fantastic. And as you can see, the designs on the candles are also quite beautiful.
They sure are.
That particular candle is a limited release that just came back in stock. It's all Grand Haven-based words and
yeah,
places.
Musical fountain, walk the pier. I love this place. Ride the trolley, swim in Lake Michigan, celebrate the Coast Guard. So I want to smell it.
Yes.
Ooh, wait. It's got a fresh smell, a fresh, clean, white sort of linen. Nice.
It
reminds
candles.
Me of summertime. There's a little bit of, okay, I'm thinking
something
copper tone.
I love it.
It reminds me of the beach.
Yes, totally.
I love this.
And you know what? This is a candle. The design was actually done by a local artist. So
really?
She designed all of the that particular line. So there's different lines in the store. And so this is a line that has Jennifer Smelker, who's a local Tandem for Two artist.
Okay.
She designed all those labels. And so you get to see her Holland, her Saugatuck, her Michigan.
How cool.
All kinds of cool designs. So.
So at Garsnet Beacon Candle Company, there's different people that do the candles in there, correct? How does it all work?
Primarily, it's Chad and Sebastian. So Chad and Sebastian are the owners. They started this company a few years ago.
That's what I thought, a couple of years ago.
Yes, it's pretty new. And I met them because they were doing Merchants and Makers Market. So they started out doing markets, getting to know people. Then they opened their store in Holland. That was their first store.
And that's on South River Avenue. Yep.
Yes, it is. It's right downtown. And so they... then opened the store in Grand Haven, right on Washington. And then they opened their store in Saugatuck last year as well. So they've grown a ton. They're super kind, lovely people who have a really, really unique business, because on top of having these awesome lines of like great smelling candles.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk in and it just smells amazing in there. You can also pour your own candle.
I love that.
So that's really fun because it's an interactive experience. I've done it for my birthday. I've done it as a girl's time.
Really?
I've done it with my daughter and her friends. And so it's just a really fun way to have an excuse to get together. You get to sit there and smell all the different scents. So you curate what scent you want.
Wow.
And then you pour your candle yourself and you get to pick the vessel. And so it's very customizable, which is fun.
All about the scents, man.
Yeah, they smell great. So you can go in there if you're feeling floral. You can get some roses. If you're feeling more like earthy, you can do that. So it really just depends on your personal preference.
What you like. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've done different ones for different seasons.
Sure.
And so they have seasonal candles as well and have done some really neat ideas with, you know, whatever holiday or events around.
And they got something called Sweet Memories Collection. And in one of them is kettle corn.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. I snorted. That reminds, when I think of kettle corn, I think of the Coast Guard Festival. I just do.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how smells conjure up those memories.
They really do. And they use high quality ingredients.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, chemicals. There's a lot of candles that have not good things for your health
that's
in
a
them.
Fact.
So this is a really, it's important that they're safe to burn. They're very, very cautious about what they use and they care a lot about that.
With this candle at Garsnet Beacon Candle Company, this is a nice wick.
It's a really nice wick.
That makes a huge difference.
It does make
you get a
big
cheap
difference.
Wick and your candle doesn't burn right, and then before you know it, it's gone.
Yes, and these burn really nicely.
Very
they're
nice.
Great candles. And
I'm loving this.
Last year, Sebastian and Chad and I had become friends.
Yeah.
And we were talking and they were like, oh, how do you feel about curating some makers in the space?
Mm-hmm.
So because I do Merchants and Makers, have connections with a lot of local makers. So now the storefront is not just candles. There's a ton of diverse makers, local makers products in the storefront. So it's a collaboration between Garsnet Beacon and Merchants and Makers Local Supply Co. is what the store is called. So it's a nice collaboration between the two. So when you walk in, you obviously get to see their beautiful candles, which are also incorporated with local artists, but you also can purchase gifts for anyone, yeah, for yourself, because there's products, there's bath and body products, there's home decor, there's fun stickers and purses and great t-shirts.
And then you throw a candle in there too. So
exactly.
There you go.
I have gotten wedding gifts, birthday gifts. I've gotten all kinds of gifts. Get a candle, get a couple of home decor. You know, there's wood burn.
You're not paying tariffs when you shop local,
yeah,
everybody.
Exactly.
You're not paying tariffs. You're not
it's
paying
important.
Tariffs.
It's
it really
important.
Is.
It's important to shop local right now because unfortunately, though, a lot of those makers are feeling those tariffs.
I'm
because
sure.
They have to purchase the product to, say, burn things on or to purchase t-shirts, whatever it may be. But the cool thing is that because you're purchasing local, you know exactly where your money is going.
Yeah.
And it's just, this is a time where it is so important to shop local.
It really is.
For your candles,
everything.
For your maker's goods. I mean, you can come downtown. We have a new soda guy in the store. The best sodas.
Really?
They're our favorite. Can you want this soda? So good. So you really can get a lot of things. We have MF seasoning, which is like different salt and peppers.
Yeah.
We have Brute's Bloody Mary mix. So
nice.
There's some really, really cool products. You can come in and get consumables. You can come in and get gifts.
Yeah.
So.
And on Main Street, right?
It's right on Main Street in Washington.
Did you guys have a lot of fun with all the things that were going on, you know, this summer with Grand Haven Main Street? There's all kinds of things going on when you're on Main Street.
Well, we are lucky enough to have our director of Main Street, Shondi Poppy, who is fantastic.
She's done a great job.
She has done a fantastic job bringing new events, bringing new life into downtown.
That's a
and
fact.
So Garza Beacon has been really lucky to get to be a part of those. Wine About Winter, Jeep Fest. You know, even the author's event this past 2 weekends ago, was it now? Mm-hmm. Time goes fast. So there are so many great events that bring people downtown.
Yeah.
And Grand Haven Main Street's really good at supporting just the beautification of downtown in general, making sure that it looks good, that there's holiday decor. They have tons of different committees and subcommittees.
Right.
They have their own board. So they have a lot of people involved in making sure that Grand Haven Main Street is as beautiful, as active, and as well-rounded as it can be.
You're right. And a lot of people don't know about all those different committees.
Oh.
You have no idea. I mean, every time, you know, and I email Shondi from Grand Haven Main Street at least a couple times a week. She's always in a meeting.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Busy, busy, busy.
Yes. She keeps things moving.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Garza
Definitely
Beacon
check it
Candle
out.
Company. Yeah. In Holland and on Main Street.
And in Saugatuck.
And there in Saugatuck.
Three locations. So.
This candle, you guys. Oh, man, it smells like 1977. Fleetwood Mac is on the radio, and I'm at the beach.
I love it.
Does that
it.
Make sense?
That brings back a very specific
You weren't even born
memory.
Then.
Well, I wasn't born, but my daughter's name is Stevie. I'm a Stevie Nicks
there
fan.
You go.
So.
There you go. Stevie Nicks, I love it. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, go.